So I find myself in a scenario where I have worked, or I would have worked 16, 17 hours of the past 24. In between there, errands were ran and family commitments were met. Now, in times past, one or the other would have been neglected. So either it would have been a 100% focus on the work or projects, or it would just be chilling with sprinklings of responsibility. And like I always talk about, finding the balance. Even talked about it in the last rant. It's an important thing to find, because one must be able to shut the brain off and engage in whatever the particular activity is at the time. I guess in the current age, we call it being present. I don't think you can be totally, I think you can be present, but I think you can also have in the back of your mind, like, shit, I gotta go do this afterwards. I think that's fine. And I don't believe that it needs to be downplayed or vilified in the way that it seems to be sometimes, but you can compartmentalize everything you gotta do. And you can also execute on the various commitments in the various realms, whether it's the work realm, whether it's the creative arts realm, whether it's the family realm, whether it's the friends realm, whether it's the adventure travel realm, all these things can be accomplished. This is how fully adjusted people, I believe, live their lives. So I guess that's really the theme, becoming a fully actualized, balanced, developed adult. Another buzz term, adulting. So what does that entail? Everything I just talked about, all right? So, but it's an elusive thing for many people. Many people cannot find time to dedicate to everything that humans on earth do, all right? We either throw ourselves heavily into one or the other and then feel some kind of weird guilt about the thing that we neglected. It's all, and that's fine. So maybe some guilt should be felt, but I think it's just a waste of time to feel that. I think at times you have to dive deep into one or more things. Or let's say you have to dive deep into one thing, and then afterwards you got to dive into something else. I think even being responsive to text communication, I just heard the text thing go off. Being responsive to communication is another, being responsive to incoming communication is another thing too. Some of us are wired to kind of be like texts, like, whatever. DMs, I'll look at it and I'll get to it when I have something to say. And that's not bad either, because you want to be thinking before you just type. And even if you don't think before you type, you want to at least maintain some level of communication with others out there in the world. And then you got to balance, like this new thing that I got with house plants. It's like, shit, are some of them looking scraggly? Gotta up the game on taking care of them. Cleanliness, as far as like chores, gotta stay on top of all of these things. All of these things are necessary. I think back to times past where living amongst people who are just coming out of some of the worst experiences of their life, and how difficult it was to manage all of these various tasks and realms and things that are required, or things that are labeled as quote unquote adulting. And then you realize that it's just a process. It's an ongoing thing. Every day you try and do one or more things that adds to your overall experience of adulting. So it can take time, so there's no need to feel embarrassed that, you know, something slipped, or that you didn't hang out with X person, or that you didn't see X family member, or that you took a few less shifts at work, or that you had to go to the hospital or the doctor, or you had to take a quote-unquote mental health day, or you had to take a self-care day, or you had to, you know, take time off, or whatever it is, or you had to go on vacation for whatever reason. Like, all these things are part of the human experience on Earth. And it would behoove a lot of us to just look at these things in their totality instead of, like, and then, yes, compartmentalize each task and each reality, but then you gotta look at things in their totality, like, all right, am I doing okay overall? Yes, then we continue. But you don't want to continue into the realm of stagnation. You want to, that's why I keep saying, you want to add things that are going to lead to your goal and then drop things that aren't. No matter how lucrative some of them might look, I think it's necessary. I think we're capable of more than we believe we can be capable of. I think we can, with proper time management and proper support systems and proper mental headspace and proper physical exercise or activity, be at our best to accomplish, or to handle at least, multiple things. Things will fail, that's fine. But we gotta be able to move past the feeling of, fuck, I'm fucking up with all these things that I'm doing. So I'm recording this after not sleeping. I get back from an overnight shift. I straight away go to a breakfast. I come back. I do some house chores. I do some reading. I do some, you know, I create some content, quote unquote. I record this. I handle the house plants. I gotta go do groceries. I did groceries, part of the groceries before. All of these seem like mundane, irrelevant things. Like, why are you telling me this? I'm telling you this because this slips people's, this is elusive to people. This slips out of people's hands. And then down the line, when X number of things have not been accomplished, and then I had to order new glasses. There you go, is another thing. I've been rocking glasses with tape on one of the arms for weeks now, and it's kind of like, all right, it's time. I went and got the prescription, but then now it's time. Then I pulled the trigger on the purchasing of the glasses themselves, and it's kind of like, that's one more thing done. It's always about the one more thing done. It's never about, or it shouldn't be about, procrastinatology and letting things fall in the background. There's some other shit that I just, like, I went through. I have this little, like, binder of sorts. It's like one of those zip-up binders. You can buy them with Staples and shit. Had it for a few years, but I never really used it. Now I shove every single piece of paperwork in there that's necessary. Backing it up to the drive so that I always have access to certain documents that are, like, you know, important. So again, in another 2 hours we commence a new shift of work, of different types of, well, we commence a third role, and it's a shorter duration. But then you got to think about, okay, now we develop the social life around what happens afterwards, right? There's this concept of, like, people living for the Friday, for the escapism of the getting blackout. But what else can we do that is of some that satisfies some kind of interest? Anyway, that's the end of that rant. Well, you know, hope you're all having a good Friday, and I hope you have a good weekend. I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow or Sunday. All right, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.